我们感谢天上的神。
We thank our heavenly Father.
的确，流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
It is true that when we sow in tears, we shall reap with joy.
在神的怜悯下，弟兄姐妹努力的工作，所以神赏赐我们十一位的弟兄姐妹。
Under the mercy and compassion of Jesus Christ, and also the diligent labors of all the brothers and sisters involved, God has graciously granted us 11 more souls into our family.
圣经说，一个罪人悔改，在天上的使者也要为他高兴。
The Bible states that if a one soul can be saved, all angels in heaven shall rejoice.
我们今天有九位加入厄麦教会，有两位加入圣地亚哥祈祷所。
And we are very joyful and pleased this morning that we have 9 joined the Irvine Church and 2 joined the San Diego Church.
让我们感谢，也充满着喜乐。
We are full of joy and full of praises and thanksgiving to God.
在我们教会有三个典礼。
In our church, we have 3 sacraments.
就是跟得救有关的圣礼。
They directly relate to salvation.
第一个就是洗礼。
And first one is water baptism.
用主耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪。
That's where we have the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us from all our sins.
那第二个就是洗脚礼。
And the second sacrament is the foot washing.
要与主有份。
It is to have a part with Jesus Christ.
第三个就是圣餐礼。
And the third sacrament is a holy communion.
跟将来的复活有关。
It has to do with our resurrection in the future.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
第一节。
Verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
这里说主耶稣爱世间属自己的人。
And here,Lord Jesus loves his own who are in the world. He loved them to the end.
就是他所拣选罪又得赦免的。
And his own are those who have been washed away by his blood.
那他就爱他们到底。
And those people, he loved them to the end.
这个到底时间上来讲就是最后一口气。
And to the end refers to his very last breath.
以程度来讲流出最后一滴血。
And as a matter of degree, to his very last drop of blood, he loved us.
所以洗脚礼是主耶稣爱到底的一个表现。
And so the sacrament of foot washing is his expression of his ultimate love to us.
为什么这样说呢
？Why do we say that?
因为当主耶稣要洗彼得的脚。
Because when Lord Jesus was about to wash Peter's feet,
彼得说：“你洗我的脚吗
？”Peter asked, "Are you going to wash my feet, Lord?"
在第六节。
Verse 6.
因为从来没有老师洗学生的脚。
Because never in the past has a master washed a student's feet.
所以他不敢接受。
And therefore he was not willing to accept this.
所以第八节彼得说你永远不可以洗我的脚。
And verse 8, Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet.
耶稣说我若不洗你你就与我无份。
But Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
这句话本身是奥秘。
And this word in itself is a mystery.
但这句话改变了彼得的态度。
Yet the statement has completely changed the attitude of Peter.
因为洗脚礼是要与主有份。
Because the purpose of foot washing is to have a part with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第九节，彼得马上说，不但脚，连手跟头也洗。
And therefore Peter immediately said, Lord, not just my feet only, but my hands and my head.
主耶稣来世界上就是要让我们与他有份。
Lord Jesus came into this world so that we can become a part of Him.
那我们想，主耶稣替门徒洗脚。
And let's think about this. Lord Jesus stooped down to wash His disciples' feet.
为什么这是爱的表现
？Why is this an expression of His love？
因为他原来在天上。
Because originally He was dwelling in heaven above.
他下降为人。
But he descended downward into a human being.
这个就极大的牺牲。
And this is a great sacrifice.
他下降为仆人。
And then later he descended further into a servant.
这是更大的牺牲。
And this is even greater sacrifice.
所以用仆人的身份来洗这些门徒的脚。
And as a servant status, he came to wash his disciples' feet.
让他跟神有份。
So that they can have a part with the Lord forever.
用这么大的牺牲来让门徒跟神有份，所以这是爱的表现。
And such a great sacrifice is an expression of His love, as demonstrated through the foot washing sacrament.
那洗脚礼，所以我们洗礼过的要接受洗脚礼一次。
And so after we have been baptized, we only need to be washed once for the foot washing.
那洗脚里有一些属灵的教训，跟我们每个人有关。
Sacrifice, foot washing also has some spiritual teachings that relate to every one of us.
第十节。
And verse 10.
耶稣洗过澡，把脚一起全身就干净。
He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean.
那下面说，你们是干净的，然而不都是干净。
And you are clean, but not all of you.
这个你就是你们，就是指的这个十二个门徒。
And here, you refers to the 12 disciples.
是干净的，然而不都是干净。
Even though they are all clean, but not all of them are clean.
这个什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
十一节。
Verse 11.
原来知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
For Jesus knew who would betray him, therefore he said, you're not all clean.
就是犹大。
And that is Judas.
不干净就是他要出卖主耶稣。
He was not clean because he was about to betray Jesus.
所以心里面有罪。
And therefore, within Judas, there was sin residing.
所以才说你们不都是干净。
And that is why Lord Jesus said, "You are not all clean."
所以主耶稣借着洗脚，想要感动他，让他是不是能够回头悔改。
And through the sacrament of foot washing, Lord Jesus wanted to touch him, to tell him to return.
所以洗脚礼是代表主耶稣对一个罪人的怜悯。
And so foot washing represents his mercy toward a sinner.
他没有计算犹大的罪。
And Lord Jesus did not keep a record of all the sins of Judas.
他用洗脚礼想要来感化犹大回头。
Instead, Lord Jesus wanted to use foot washing to touch him and move him to come back.
所以洗脚礼就是教导我们每一个人要用爱心来赦免别人。
And therefore, foot washing is teaching every one of us to have love, to forbear and forgive one another.
不要计算别人的恶。
That we must not keep record of wrongs of others.
就像主耶稣没有纪念犹大的恶。
And just as Lord Jesus did not remember the sins of Judas.
爱是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient. Love is kind.
当然，对犹大要卖主耶稣，主耶稣也觉得很痛苦。
And even though Judas was about to betray him, and this pierced Lord Jesus' heart.
门徒要卖老师，这个是刀割插在心里面的。
This is like a knife piercing his heart.
但是又有恩慈。
Yet Lord Jesus was able to show kindness and compassion.
主耶稣洗他的脚。
So Lord Jesus washed his feet.
所以教导我们不要纪念人的恶，要赦免。
And so we must do as what Christ did, which is never to remember the wrongs of others, but instead to forgive them.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们称我夫子，你说的不错，我本来是。
You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for I am.
我是你们的主，夫子尚且洗你们的脚，你们也应当彼此洗脚。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我给你们做榜样，叫你们照我的所做的去做。
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
主人洗仆人的脚。
When a master washes the servant's feet.
这个完全违反世界的常理。
This completely overturns the concept in this world.
主耶稣说，我来世界不是要被人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Lord Jesus said, I came into this world not to be served, but to serve others.
他在灵界里面，他是最大的。
Actually, in the spiritual realm, he is the greatest and highest.
站在地上，他来服侍人。
Yet he was willing to stand this earth to become a bond servant to serve us.
所以主耶稣说，在神的国，谁是最大的呢？
And therefore, Lord Jesus said, in the kingdom of heaven, who is the greatest?
就是谦卑服侍人。
It is those who are humbly serving others.
而我们加入这个教会，就是一直来学习主耶稣的样式。
And so when we join this church, we continue to imitate Christ's humility to serve one another in meekness and love.
我们来教会不是要被人服侍，是要服侍人。
We come to this church not to be served, but to serve others.
那彼此服侍当中，这样教会渐渐的成长。
And through serving one another, then the whole entire church shall grow together.
所以这是教导我们要谦卑服侍。
And so this teaches us to be humble and to serve one another.
那我们的脚被主耶稣洗过，从今要走圣洁的道路。
And after our feet has been washed by Lord Jesus, we shall from now on walk on a clean path.
那我们就能够一直走到天国。
And then we can continue to walk on a pathway of salvation to heaven.
17节
Number 17.
你们若去行就有福了。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
所以我们遵照西交里去做，然后照他的教训来行，我们就会蒙福。
And so if we obey and follow the teachings of foot washing, and also in obedience submit to the foot washing sacrament, we shall be blessed.
所以我们遵照主的教训，现在要来洗脚。
And therefore, in accordance with the Lord Jesus' command, we are about to perform foot washing.
那我们洗到我们把鞋子脱下来默祷我们会众来唱诗。
When we are ready to receive foot washing, bow your head and pray in silence to, as you remove your shoes.And let's sing him.
我们再回来看唱刚刚那首。
Let's turn back to the same song we sang before.
295.